O Lord, give us the strength to seek justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, O God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So if any of y'all had been here a couple Sundays ago, or perhaps had been with sitting in on the Episcopal Basics class last Sunday, or really just anyone who has had a conversation with me in the last week, you have heard me say probably that that Maundy Thursday is my hands down favorite worship service that we do in the church all year long. And there are a lot of different reasons for that, but one of them is just is the depth and the richness of this service and how it can teach us and lead us and move us if we let it. I could go on preaching for an hour on all the theological implications behind all the things we do, but I promise I will not. I know, right? Instead, I want to keep it really short, because what I want you to do instead is to really pay attention to what we're doing here and participate in what we're doing here, to let it teach you, to let it lead you, and to let it move you. Because a bunch of important things happen tonight. Tonight is the night we mark as Jesus' final night with his disciples. This is that night where God knew he was about to be arrested and to be crucified and to die, and this was his last night to spend with his disciples. And so how he chose to spend this night with them, this last chance to teach them one more thing, this last chance to impart one more lesson, one more gift on them, how he chose to spend this moment should be really important to us. He did a couple of things this night. One of the things he did this night was he had a meal. He shared a meal with them. And this makes sense. I mean, I would like to think that if it's my last night with the people that I love, I would probably share a meal with them. My last night on earth, or even my last night here in town, I would gather around the people who are closest and dearest to me and share a meal with them. It's part of how we express our connection, our love for one another as people. But then at this final meal, Jesus did something that none of them expected. You see, they had all been taught for years since the law of Moses, stretching back even further to the time of Noah and God talking to Noah, they had been told it's not right to consume blood. They had all sorts of rules about how you could consume animals, how you couldn't consume animals, but one of the things that was really clear was you didn't consume blood. And part of the reason for that was because the blood was thought to contain the life force, the essence of what made that animal what it was. Lots of ancient traditions throughout the years have held on to this idea of consuming the blood of something was to somehow like take its essence or take its power into yourself. And so God, the Jewish people said, God had a strict rule about God had made you to be human, had set you apart as a human being, and that wasn't to be defiled. You weren't supposed to be taking on the spirit or the power of an animal and taking that into yourself. And so then on this night, Jesus turned to his disciples, and he held up a cup, and he said, what? He said, this is my blood. Drink this in remembrance of me. And to any of his faithful Jewish followers and the people who knew him to be the Messiah, they knew what the implication was here. He was asking them to take him into themselves, to take his life, to take his essence into themselves. That God was getting ready to leave them, but he was not going to leave them alone, that he was going to leave something with them, to take into themselves and to make a part of who they were. And this is a truly powerful, powerful thing that he's giving to them. The Almighty God, The everlasting God, the all-knowing, all-powerful, is asking his disciples to take that into themselves and to make it part of them. And he did something else really important this night as well. The all-powerful, almighty God, who could have spent this night doing anything he wanted, humbled himself and washed their feet. He chose to spend his final moments serving them. And then he told them all, this power that I'm giving you, this power that you've now taken into yourselves, I want you to use this power to go and serve, to wash other people's feet as I have done to you. So we gather as a people, we participate in this. We gather and we drink the blood of Christ and believe that it leads us to be changed people, fundamentally changed people, because God isn't just with us, God is in us. It doesn't get more powerful than that. Everlasting life, to be God's children, to be God's people, there is no greater power that we could have. And then we've been given this power to wash people's feet. We've been given this power to serve by washing people's feet, by letting our feet be washed, and by spending our lives going out into the world and finding the dirty feet wherever we can find them, and washing them in the power of God, in the name of Jesus Christ.